Welcome to Around Montgomery County. I'm David Jenkins. Our guest this week is Randy Littrell from the Shop Creek Cattle Company. WSMI Ag broadcaster Katie Wilson sat down with Randy and discussed the third annual Battle of the Bulls coming up.
Randy, an event coming up in September. I think this has happened for several years now, but bull riding at Midway Trailer Sales.
Yes, Katie, September 10th, we are bringing the bull riding back to Midway Trailer Sales. And we're excited, trying to get everything put together for that.
Well, looking forward to that event. And let's talk about it. Is this open to anyone or is it sanctioned? Kind of who's going to be involved?
It is sanctioned with the NFPB, which is the National Federation of Professional Bull Riders. The main office is in Mansfield, Missouri, but they're a regional bull riding organization. We like to call it like a feeder team for like the PBRs and the CBRs, the larger bull ridings. And it covers pretty much the Midwest, Minnesota, Michigan, Wisconsin, down through Arkansas, Kentucky, Tennessee, and then Indiana to Kansas, Nebraska. But it's a regional organization, and it's a really good organization. We have a lot of talented bull riders, and we have a big finals every year at the end of the year, which is in Des Moines, Illinois. And so we're also working on that at this time.
So these bull riders, they're going to be coming from several states.
Yes. And, you know, with this being, you know, Litchfield, Illinois, I mean, most of them will be, within a radius of Litchfield. You know, we'll have some Missouri, maybe some Iowa or Kentucky, you know, maybe Arkansas. And you just never know until they all do get entered and you see, you know, who's coming for sure.
Are there a lot of bull riders that live in Illinois that are a part of this, the National Federation of Public Bull Riders? Professional Bull Riding, National Federation of Professional Bull Riding. Are there a lot in the state?
There's several. No one real close, but there is several that do enter the events. And you can enter them not being a member. And so, you know, there'll be a few guys somewhat local that may enter this event. But, you know, because we will take non-members. But it's right now there's a little bit of a shortage of bull riders, and with it being summertime, everybody's scattered out because there are so many bull ridings and rodeos going on with, you know, the county fairs and big rodeos like Sykeston and Fort Madison and so forth. It really gets the bull riders spread pretty thin. So when they do enter, it's interesting to see who does end up entering and where they're from.
And let's talk about that. If someone hears this and they want to enter into the bull riding event, do they call you? Who should they talk to?
That is done through the NFPB office, and they have a website, which is nfpbullriders.com, and then all the entry information is on their website.
And, of course, this is something that the public is invited to attend, so this probably would be a good opportunity to bring the family out to watch.
Yeah, and we went with 2 o'clock on Saturday afternoon. We decided to do it in the afternoon. One big reason is lighting. It's hard to get enough lighting for a night event, and then also with it being of an afternoon, maybe makes it a little easier for the family to bring the kids out and get to enjoy the bull riding without having the kids out late at night and so forth. With it being a family event, we'll have a rodeo clown, Shane Jorgensen from Wisconsin, has some really good acts that he'll be doing, and then he'll entertain the crowd in between wise. You know, clean family show. My announcer, Adam Gibbs from Alabama, is outstanding, and he will probably, announce from horseback to where he can interact with the crowd a lot more and so forth. And one thing I like about events like this at Midway with the kids, with it being a small venue, a little more interaction. They get to see the cowboys up close and personal, and they can get autographs or whatever. The guys are always really good about that. So that's our whole goal. We want something you can bring the whole family to.
Something fun and local, not something that you see normally. You have to drive to St. Louis, for example.
Right. And then you're kind of limited to being in the grandstands or, in a Coliseum situation where you're not up close and personal. The other exciting thing about it, there's a lot of people in the area that have rodeoed or are rodeo fans. And I just really want to try to bring an event like this to the area.
Well, sounds like it's going to be a fun time and hope that families can attend. As far as tickets go, do they need to purchase those beforehand? Can you purchase them at the gate? Or
We will have probably a couple ticket giveaways.
Okay.
And but the tickets will be $10 at the gate. Children 5 and under are free. And we're going to have it set up. We're going to have some bleachers there. But also feel free to bring your lawn chairs. My plan is to leave the sides of the arena open where people can stand, sit, or whatever. And we'll have the bleachers set up inside the arena where you're facing the bucking chutes head on. Try to give a better view of everything.
And this is happening at Midway, which is right along I-55.
Yep, exit 60 off I-55 at Midway Trailer Sales.
All right. Well, sounds like a fun event. I want to talk a little more about your business, Shop Creek Cattle Company. You travel all over the United States and take your bulls. So kind of explain what you do at these rodeos and these different bull riding events.
What I do is I lease bulls to other bull riding and rodeo companies for their events. They actually pay me to bring the bulls. I usually keep about 25 head of bucking bulls at the house, and then and then people hire me. And I work with, kind of the same people throughout the year. I'm gone almost every weekend. We farm also. Sometimes that gets to be a little bit of a struggle. But I try to schedule things around farming season. But I get called, somebody may want 6 bulls or 8 bulls. Somebody may want 20 bulls. And then, then I take the bulls to the events, and we buck them at the events. And then I go to the next one or go home or whatever I have scheduled.
Do you have any sort of any part of your business that deals with genetics? Do you sell your bulls? Do you sell for people to breed with them? Or
I do. The whole bucking bull business, everybody wants to know what breed they are. They are so far removed from a breed because they've been crossbred so much. It's hard to say. A lot of them may say, well, that one looks like a Holstein or that one looks like a Hereford or whatever. Well, that's just how they look, because they are they are mutts in that respect because they're so crossbred. But it's also, they DNA test them so they can, so we can trace these bulls. I have a lot of bulls that are registered and bred, they're bred out of what we see on TV, the PBR bulls and so forth. But I do breed them. I do have cows that I breed to, and then I do sell animals, whether it's heifers, cows, bulls, whatever. That's kind of what I do, at the farm. I have beef cattle also, but the bull business is what, just the buying, the selling, or raising them and selling them is part of how I make a living.
And talking about the bull business, that's something I think you mentioned before we started, is that that's actually grown and is pretty popular throughout the country, and a lot of money in this business.
It is. It's gotten to be a real big thing. It got really, really hot, 10 years ago. Everyone thought they were going to get rich doing it. And it's like any other business. You have to work at it. You've got to provide a quality product and have something. A lot of the people that got in it to get rich didn't get rich and got back out. But I've been doing it, really since I was in high school. I've been playing with the bucking bulls back when I rode bulls. But I've stayed with it. I have a lot of connections. When I need to buy bulls or if I need to sell bulls, I can get on the phone and get my marketing done. And that's just part of the business.
Maybe you could give us an example. I know, of course, it's going to depend on the quality or the breed of the bull, but maybe just a price range from low end to high end, how much money is in this?
Well, the bottom end is the good thing about breeding bucking bulls is you can eat your mistakes. So they can always go to the sale barn and end up in someone's freezer. So the bottom end is basically held up by the beef market. Beyond that, on the top end, $50,000 to $100,000 for an animal. And that's the extreme top end. A lot of them are probably sold in that $5,000 to $25,000 range. So there's opportunities there. And we're always working to build better bulls.
Sure. All right. I want to touch on bull riding is not only entertaining to watch, but there's a lot of stuff that goes on behind the scenes, not only raising those animals, but for the bull riders, they got to have some stamina going into this. So really, I think it's just as difficult and they have to practice as much as any other sports.
And they do. You know, when we talk about breeding bulls and raising better bulls and so forth, we kind of joke that we need to start some kind of program to raise better bull riders, because as the bulls get better, it does physically get harder on the cowboys. These guys are definitely athletes. They work out. They work with sports trainers. We have sports medicine teams at a lot of the events. They're taking care of the cowboys, trying to keep them healthy, because the majority of the rodeos and bull ridings take place through the summer. And we're at that point in the year now, even at the 1st of August. A lot of these guys are getting pretty beat up and sore and have injuries and so forth. And they're not paid a salary. You know, they have to stay on the road and keep going. So they have to really take care of themselves. And it is always interesting to see as the summer goes on. You know, last weekend I went to two different bull ridings, you know, and the guys I know that are there, you know, this one's elbows hurting and this one's hand is hurting and this one has a pulled groin. And a close friend of mine broke his arm last Saturday night, the bull riding, you know, and so he's maybe out. I haven't heard what the whole diagnosis was, but these guys work hard to stay in shape. You know, they do strength training, endurance training, stretching, and it's me having been there myself, it's hard. It's hard to keep yourself healthy. When everything works great, it's great. They write you big checks, you know, and you're the hero. But when your body starts getting beat up, it makes it tough.
What's the typical age range for a bull rider?
You know, once you get past, you know, we've got a lot of kids in junior rodeo, high school rodeo, things like that. But most guys are done by 30. Now, there's a few guys, you know, in that 30 to 35 range that are still riding very successful. But you just get to that point that your body can't react fast enough like it used to. I mean, we don't always look at the difference between a 20-year-old and a 30-year-old, but physically as an athlete, you know, your body changes a lot in those years. And it takes a pretty outstanding athlete to make it past 30 riding bulls.
Well, all great things that we've talked about today, and definitely a lot that goes into the industry, it sounds like. Randy, if you would remind us again the date and time and location for the bull riding event.
The bull riding is at Midway Trailer Sales. Litchfield address, but it's at the Carlinville exit 60 off of Interstate 55. It's Saturday, September the 10th at 2 p.m. in the afternoon. Shop Creek Cattle Company does have a Facebook page. NFPBullriders.com is the website, which gives the entry information. We're going to try to keep the Shop Creek Facebook page updated with our sponsors and what's going on.
That was Randy Littrell with the Shop Creek Cattle Company. And that's it for this edition of Around Montgomery County. Tune in next time. For Katie Wilson, I'm David Jenkins saying so long.